The Office for National Statistics has confirmed that the economy grew by 0.7% in the final 3 months of 2013, unchanged from its previous estimate. But for growth in 2013 as a whole, it was cut to 1.8% from an initial reading of 1.9%. Let's get the thoughts of our man at the trading floor of Alpari, James Hughes. And James, these figures more or less unchanged from the previous estimate. There's reasonable optimism there, isn't there?
Yes, I think there's optimism there. I mean, I think you have to read into the fact that, as you say, these levels aren't necessarily changed from the previous months. They're in line with what the expectations in the market were, and we haven't really seen any repercussions throughout the market on the back of the numbers. So it's almost one of those that no news is good news, and the fact that it's in line with expectations still shows that the UK economy is online for the sort of growth estimates and growth figures that Mark Carney, the Bank of England, and the government have been touting around. Now, of course, back at the inflation report a couple of weeks ago, we saw Mark Carney really push up the estimates for GDP, which, of course, is going to be seen as equally as good news. But I think going on, everything seems to be fairly in line with expectations. All of their other numbers seem to be moving in the right direction. And I think in terms of the overall picture for the UK economy and the UK economic recovery, everything's still looking pretty rosy.
It is nonetheless the slowest recovery in decades. And if you look at the figures, we still haven't reached the pre-crisis peak. And there are a number of sectors, for instance, the service sector and also manufacturing, which haven't grown as rapidly as first thought, although there are some bright notes with construction.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, there's various different sectors you can look around in to find positive and then slightly more negative stories throughout. But and it is one of the slowest UK economic recoveries we've seen. But when you pair that to what's going on elsewhere in the world, and you look at the US, who are still slightly lagging behind in what's in their economic recovery, and then you look to the Eurozone, of course, which is struggling even further, then actually we are still really a leading light in terms of economic recovery. And if you look at how the markets are performing, I mean, the FTSE 100 hit its highest level this week since 1999. So the markets are pointing in the right direction. They're happy with what's going on in terms of the economy. They're happy that the stimulus and the low rates are still there. You look at the figures going forward in terms of the economy, the inflation figures, the unemployment figures, the retail sales figures. All these seem to be moving in the right sort of direction. And now the GDP figures are showing that. Okay, this month is in line and nothing spectacular, but nothing spectacular isn't necessarily bad news.
Things going in the right direction for the economy as a whole, but at the cooperative group, it's very much in reverse. It looks like they're going to sell their pharmacy business, which employs 6,500 staff as part of a strategic review, and they're going to make big losses, according to some rumours as well.
Yes, the rumours are that the co-op could show losses for 2013 in excess of £2 billion. Now, of course, these are absolutely huge losses for the cooperative that has been, of course, been struggling, like a lot of other financial institutions as well, which have been struggling. We're likely to see poor numbers out of the Royal Bank of Scotland. We expect to see those losses around £8 billion. So, I mean, there's huge losses, but with the co-op there, they have these areas like the pharmacy business. There's a whole load of businesses around the cooperative, of course, which isn't just the banking arm, but they have areas of which they're able to sell, to raise cash, to hopefully plug a few of these holes, but they're not going to be plugging a £2 billion worth of a hole.
And is it a worry for the rest of the sector we're seeing this, or is it very specific to the co-op?
Well, I think the co-op's been one of those who hasn't necessarily been performing that well for quite an extended period of time. But then if you look at the overall sector, not just again in the UK, but you look in the Eurozone, you look in the US, if you take investment banking out of it, a lot of these big financial institutions, then the actual retail banking and everything else that makes it up doesn't perform particularly well. And we're showing that especially in terms of the UK, Lloyds, RBS and the co-op as well. all showing these big losses. But we've been expecting these big losses for quite a long time. And if you look at the financial institutions, we are still trying to clean up mess, no matter how quickly the general public or the government wants these banks to move away from the problems that they've had. They are still trying to clean up mess from what happened a few years ago. So it's not a surprise that we're getting these losses still, but sooner or later we're going to have to see these turn around and hopefully see some profits. But we're not talking small amounts of losses here. We're talking, as we say, a potential £8 billion for RBS and a potential £2 billion for the co-op, which is absolutely huge.